Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Simon, it's Acts chapter 8. Simon has just asked Peter, two different people, not Simon Peter. Simon, we call him Simon the Sorcerer, has just asked Peter if he could pay him so that he could have the power to lay hands on people and they receive the Spirit. Verse 20 is Peter's response. But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot, nor portion, rather, in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." This is a fascinating statement by Peter to Simon, a new believer, and yet Peter tells him, you need to change your mind of this wickedness, that's what repent means, and pray God that the thought of your heart may be forgiven. I see you're poisoned by bitterness, bound by iniquity. It's a very interesting statement. Now, I want to get into that a little bit today. Before I do, I want to go to Hebrews 12, and I want to show you that same phrase. Let's read 14 and 15 of Hebrews 12. "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." And there is the very similar phrase, bitterness or root of bitterness, as used in Hebrews, that is used by Peter to Simon, that he has bitterness of heart, which is a very interesting statement. You wouldn't think he would say bitterness of heart. So I know I'm going around here. I'm trying to get you back to a statement from the Old Testament that they might have understood, or they would have understood. When the author of Hebrews talks about the root of bitterness, he's quoting a phrase from the Old Testament. So when Peter talks to Simon about having bitterness, I'm going to say he's doing the same thing. And that phrase comes from Deuteronomy 29, verse 18. Listen to this verse. "So that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood." Wormwood pops back up, by the way, in the book of Revelation. Now the connection here is to Hebrews 12:15, where there's not a root of bitterness. So root of bitterness, according to Deuteronomy 29, is idolatry, which in Hebrews is characterized as mixture. It's going back to Moses when you have Jesus. So when Peter says to Simon the Sorcerer, yes, I know we went the long way around there. That's what Bible study sometimes has to do. When Peter says to Simon the Sorcerer, "You're poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity," he is saying to him, you are poisoned by this idolatry, this mixture. Simon was still pulled towards the idolatry of the dark arts, the magic arts, the sorcery. And Peter is warning him, this has to go. So Simon's answer is, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. I don't have time today. I want to show you, and I said we would get into what maybe should have happened. And we're going to do that tomorrow, because we don't see Peter's response to Simon's request, and it would be worth seeing. Let's talk about it tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.